development. The Office of the Prime Cabinet Secretary has affirmed the government's commitment to expediting the completion of critical development projects across the Nyanza region. This commitment was underscored during an inspection tour led by Principal Administrative Secretary in the Office of the President Juliana Yapan. Speaking at the site of the new Cancer Treatment Center in Kisii County, an ongoing project expected to provide essential health services for the region, Yapan assured that the government is working to address project delays and prioritize development under the government's BETA initiative. This verification exercise allows us to thoroughly assess the status and needs of each project, enabling us to prepare a well-informed report that will shape the completion efforts, Yapan affirmed. One of the flagship projects under scrutiny is the 15-kilometer Rio Siria-Koba Road, a vital connection set to support easier travel and boost economic activity. The road, which is being upgraded to meet bitumen standards, has already seen the completion of 9 kilometers. Yapan confirmed that construction work on the remaining section is progressing steadily, with contractors working diligently to ensure timely completion. This road will not only facilitate movement but will also spur local trade and contribute to the regional economy, she explained. The Cancer Treatment Center in Kisii County, an eagerly awaited project, has also shown remarkable progress. Since the groundbreaking ceremony on August 20th of this year, the project has rapidly advanced, with excavation of the grounds already 85% complete. This center is projected to be completed within 18 months, promising much-needed cancer treatment services for residents in the area and beyond. The project addresses a long-standing healthcare gap, as many cancer patients have had to travel long distances for treatment. Yapan emphasized that, upon completion, the center will offer critical services, significantly improving health outcomes in the country. Additionally, the government's attention has been drawn to the long-delayed Kitutu Chake South Technical and Vocational College, TVC, in Kimwasi, another project within Kisii County that has faced significant obstacles. Acknowledging the challenges that have plagued the institution's development since its inception in 2018, Yapan announced that the government has formed an interagency team specifically tasked with addressing these issues and moving the project forward. This team is expected to convene at the start of next week to develop a concrete plan for completing the facility. Our interagency approach allows us to look at the project's challenges from all angles, ensuring that we cover every aspect needed to expedite completion, Yapan stated. Kitutu Chake South TVC Principal Kennedy Anayona elaborated on the challenges the institution has faced due to the stalled construction. Since its start in 2018, the project ground to a halt in 2019 after additional structural requirements were identified, which were not included in the original bill of quantities. This left the college in a difficult position, with students forced to conduct classes under trees and other makeshift setups. Anayona shared that, of the 235 students enrolled, many are struggling due to the lack of classrooms, workshops, offices, and basic facilities like toilets. The absence of proper infrastructure has created major disruptions in our teaching activities, Anayona remarked. Some students must go to nearby institutions to sit for their exams, as we still don't have a registration number with the TVET authority. Anayona explained that some students are drawn from distant regions, many of whom were admitted through the Kenya Universities and Colleges Central Placement Service, KUCCPS. However, the absence of on-campus accommodation has forced students to find external housing, often straining their finances. These students need an institution that can fully support their learning and living needs, and we are hopeful that this government intervention will make a difference, Anayona added. The delays have also affected staff, who must navigate the logistical challenges of teaching without adequate resources or space. The government's strategic vision through the BETA initiative, as demonstrated by this verification exercise, seeks to bridge development gaps, especially in regions that have historically received less attention. The Cancer Treatment Center, the Rio Siria-Koba Road, and the Kitutu Chake South TVC are just a few examples of the transformative projects underway in Kisii County, each poised to create long-lasting positive impact for the local community. Other dignitaries present included Nyanza Regional Commissioner Florence Moroa and Kisii County Commissioner Kibet Bowen, among others.